Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday evening. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, be honest, you mainly eat in the kitchen or in front of the TV. And the beneficial impact of foreign scientists on local wages. Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Maybe there's a better use for traditional dining rooms, since so many people don't use them.
They're often eating in front of their television, or maybe, you know, they're having a meal, a quick meal that's informal at the kitchen counter, the kitchen island.
Amy Gammerman wrote in the Wall Street Journal that some designers are creating dining rooms that double as libraries.
Built-in bookcases and handsome volumes lining them. Some people, of course, have their own books, and that makes for a much more personal and kind of intimate dining setting that can also be a multi-use room.
Still, Gammerman says many luxury home buyers aren't ready to forgo the dining room.
The design director of Toll Brothers said people want somewhere to put their dining room furniture. They're coming in with the table and the chairs and they want somewhere to put it, even if they're only going to use it 3 times a year.
As we continue, a move that can result in a citywide 8% pay raise.
Leaving the country on business takes a lot of planning. Bringing your data plan doesn't. With T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, you'll get unlimited data in over 100 countries automatically. There's no changing plans and no extra charges. Just get off the plane and go. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
One of the most hotly debated aspects of the immigration issue is whether companies that bring workers to the U.S. are lowering wages and driving down earnings for existing residents. But a comprehensive new study that looked at 219 cities suggests those that bring in a lot of foreign scientists tend to see wage growth for all of their residents.
Scientists are coming in and they're helping boost the productivity of that city's economy, and that benefits everyone. The way they put it was that when these immigrants come in, they're not taking the pie away from the native workers, they're making the pie bigger.
The journal's Josh Zumbrunn says researchers think this study is a pretty strong case for how to handle H-1B visas going forward.
It would be a benefit pretty broadly to raise the cap and to allow more skilled immigrants on these H-1B visas to enter the country.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.